Well, Mahler speak the truth, Kemosabe. Bernard Mahler, Gustav's father, was a totally self-made man, ferociously ambitious, and a strict authoritarian. A loud, irascible man who brutalized his wife and, on occasion, his children as well. Gustav certainly learned from his father's example. He, too, was voraciously ambitious, unshakable in his convictions and will, and equally despotic, if not actually physically violent, as a conductor and as a husband. Marie Hermann Mahler was a quiet, affectionate, sickly, and not surprisingly unhappy woman. She had a weak heart, suffered from migraines, and walked with a limp as a result of a club foot. But no physical ailment could compare to how she suffered as a result of the disastrous mortality rate of her children, which was ghastly even by the standards of the late 19th century. While six Mahler children did indeed survive into adulthood, in the 20 years between 1859 and 1879, the Mahlers buried eight, yes, eight sons. The Mahler family, my friends, in a nutshell. Isidor, the firstborn, was born in 1858 and was killed in an accident the following year. Gustav, our Gustav, was born the following year in 1860, which made him the eldest son, the eldest child, and therefore the king of his household. Ernst, born in 1861, died at the age of 14 in 1875. Leopoldine was born in 1863 and survived into adulthood. Karl was born in 1864 and died the following year in 65. Rudolf was born in 1865 and died the following year in 1866. Alois, or Hans, was born in 1865 and survived into adulthood, although he was a swindler who escaped jail by running away to America. He died penniless in Chicago in 1927. Justine was born in 1868 and survived into adulthood. And we will hear a lot more from Justine. She was Mahler's housekeeper and homemaker until Mahler married. Arnold was born in 1869 and died in infancy. Friedrich was born in 1871 and died in infancy. Alfred was born in 1872 and died in infancy. Otto was born in 1873 and survived into adulthood. And then he committed suicide at the age of 22 in 1895. Emma was born in 1875 and survived into adulthood. Conrad was born in 1879 and died in infancy. Basta, enough. When Mahler was 4.5 months old, his family, recently emancipated by imperial decree, moved to the nearby town of Iglau in Moravia, where Bernard opened a distillery and a rather modest tavern. Now, Iglau was no run-down hole in the wall like Kalisht. It was a bustling trading and mining town of 25,000, an oasis of German culture, or at least so we are told, in a Slavic sea, a town that boasted a major music school and an extensive season of symphonic concerts and operas. It was in Iglau that Mahler and his brothers and sisters grew up, terrified of their father, abnormally sensitive, morbidly imaginative, constant witness to their father's temper and their mother's helplessness. According to Henry Rayner, quote, all the Mahler children were incapable of facing reality and suffered from an inevitable sense of tragedy, unquote. Despotic commercial warlord that he was, Bernard Mahler was able to give his children the sort of comforts and education that he himself had never had. The apartment in which Gustav grew up at number 265 Pernitzergasse was spacious and comfortable, filled with books, curio cabinets, and a grand piano on which the young Mahler practiced. Now, Gustav was one of those precocious ones, entranced by music as an infant, singing the tunes he heard before he could walk, memorizing the innumerable Slavic and Moravian folk songs and cradle songs that he heard at a single hearing, learning to play the accordion at three, and so forth, and so on. We should also note that the Mahler house in Iglau was very near a military barracks, and that young Mahler grew up fascinated and entranced by the military marches, songs, and tattoos to which he was constant ear witness.